Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support. We're happy to have J.J. Gray joining us live this afternoon during the Global Village. Welcome.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Oh, my gosh. We've been fans of yours for years, so we're happy to have you finally come by and do this for us today. And he's got a few for us today. We'll hear, we'll talk a little bit about this new record, This River, after he starts us off with this first song. What are you going to do?
This is a song called Tame a Wild One.
All right.
Under hand or to hold her down, 'cause she's as wild as a raging sea and just as beautiful too. Oh, what was it in her eyes that scared him so? How come he felt so weak but tried to look so strong? She was content. She loved to live each day as if another may never come. Ah, but he did his best to hold her down. He built a cage, he built a prison for the thing he loved most. Oh, yes, he did. He tried to tame a wild one. He tried to make a woman do right till she wanna do wrong. He tried to tame a wild one. All love is as free as it gets. You ain't ever cheap. House, only the shell, only the echo inside. Oh, he may never understand just why she left. Words can't be words real or pull the life out of my breath. Try to tame.
amazing. It's J.J. Gray joining us live, well, live from the lair, the library, this afternoon. We're in our spring fundraiser, so we're doing things a little differently today. We're happy to have him here. And J.J. Gray, the brand new CD, This River, just came out on Tuesday. Already getting so many great reviews and iTunes, you know, way up there on those charts. So congratulations on another excellent release. And This River, it's kind of the title centered around a place where you grew up, the river there, mm-hmm. in Jacksonville,
that's
Florida.
That's right. Yeah, the St. John's River.
St. John's River, and a place where you spent a lot of time.
Mm-hmm. And still do.
Still do. Okay. So still back home is where, Jacksonville, where yes. you still call home.
Mm-hmm. Same place.
And tell us about the river, fishing, and what would you do growing up and now?
All that kind of stuff, you know, and ultimately it had an effect on me, you know, in so many different aspects, from stuff like that, fun stuff, to it's 3.5 miles wide there in a few places, and it's like 3 miles wide, and it's just had a calming, stilling effect on me, an angry young man at the time, you know. So it's fit so many different roles in my life. I could never express in words what it means, no more than everybody else and everything else around me there at home. You know, I wouldn't be here without it. So.
And I know you write a lot about the colorful characters in your life, mm-hmm. from growing up, and colorful in a sense that, well, your family reunions, you can't share the stage there, is what I've heard you in different interviews and stuff. Tell us about your family and friends and the combating yep. for.
You better be an entertainer, you know, and I don't know if I am one or not, but I reckon if you can make it at a family get together and hold the floor for more than a few seconds at home, then you're doing pretty good, because you kind of everybody in my family and all my friends, you know, a lot of laughing, a lot of storytelling. I never thought about it like that till somebody pointed out about storytelling. I'm like, I guess it is, you know. I don't know. It's just the way we speak, and whatever it is, you know, we just cut loose like that, and you better be able to hold your own, I reckon.
And good times, I'm sure it's pretty crazy when you play back home.
Oh yeah,
your family might be jealous of you, huh?
Yeah, we was just there in St. Augustine. It was awesome. It was great to play in North Florida, you know. So I wouldn't trade my childhood or the people I grew up around with and all the stuff I've been able to be a part of for anything, you know.
And you grew up, down south, a lot of religious towns down mm-hmm. south, and growing up you weren't really allowed to listen to music, were you? So you would sneak out and...
Yeah, you weren't really allowed to listen to too much secular music, you know, or whatever you want to call it. And there was a little joint called Katie's Night Limit behind... my grandfather owned a little trailer park in Baldwin, Florida, and they used to play there. And, you know, my parents weren't super, super strict. You know, you just weren't supposed to do that kind of stuff. But grown folks were.
They could do anything, right?
Yeah, they do whatever they want. But it was certainly the do as I say, not as I do era. And it makes sense for some things. You know, we don't need... Hey. You don't need to be 10 years old hanging out in a juke joint, you know. But and during the day, they cook barbecue down there, and then they'd be bands playing there during the day sometimes too. So I got to hear all kind of stuff, and I'm sure all of it helped shape what I do now and who I am now in some way.
Although you were allowed to listen to the Casey Kasem Countdown when you...
Yeah, we listened to that on the way home from church, and it was about 20 minutes, I guess, drive to church, 15, 20 minutes. So, I don't know, when you come out of church, it'd be somewhere. It wouldn't be near the top 10, but it wouldn't be at the top at 40, neither.
Like, that was like an all-day thing.
Yeah, it went on for a long time, and I remember Fire by the Pointer Sisters was big at the time, and then I remember... Disco Inferno, and the guy, I'll never forget the guy singing, my dad's listening to it, you know, and the guy says, burn, baby, burn, burn that mother down. My dad turned the radio off right then. That's enough of that.
That was
too risque then, boy. I was like, nope.
Let's turn that off. It's J.J. Gray joining us live today on the Global Village during our spring fun drive. And, you know, it's very important to keep the station going and to hear great musicians such as J.J. Gray. What do you think?
I think so. I think if people want to help out, they should call 614-365-5711.
And tell them J.J. Grayson.
Yeah.
Well, we got a couple more he's going to do live for us. And again, the show's tonight. And we'll talk a little bit about the band you've been with for so many years after this next song.
Okay, this is 99 Shades of Crazy.
I can't agree to disagree. Fighting like I'm fighting for life. They only words, but they cut like a blade. Swinging wild with all of my might. Oh yeah, I guess it's all of that coffee that's got my mind in a whirl. I'm still a cussing and bitching, and there ain't nobody here. Oh yeah, you don't have to holler. But for me, maybe I can drink this away. It's never fun when they pull out a gun. Beat you black and blue, boy, you gotta pay, you gotta pay. Oh, where the hell am I? I hope at least I had fun. I'm stumbling through New Orleans, oh, to the rising sun. Some relief from this voice killing me.
J.J. Gray over in live from the library this afternoon during our spring fundraiser. Keep calling 614-365-5711 to support the music that you hear on WCBE, 99 Shades of Crazy. It's off the brand new one, This River, that just came out on Tuesday and will be available at the show tonight. Doors are at 7 o'clock at the Newport with Sister Sparrow and the Dirty Birds opening up. He'll be with the full band Mofro. And great players have come and gone over the many years that you've been at it now. And the creme de la creme for you musically right now with the band.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and it's no knocking or slight to anybody that's played with me before. They were all great. But, you know, there's a big difference between recruiting great musicians, but who are really familiar with other kinds of music, than great musicians who know all this and other music as well. Yeah. But they know where I'm coming from. So I don't, you know, it's like they're like mind readers. I don't have to worry about it. You know, just show up and anybody could get up there and do what I'm doing with those guys, you know, because they're that good.
Always learning stuff from their deep knowledge.
Yes, definitely, definitely.
That they have. And JJ's been at so many festivals. I'm sure a lot of you have seen at Lollapalooza, Bonnaroo, Austin City Limits, Montreal Jazz Fest, the Fuji Rock Japan Festival, and has opened up for the Allman Brothers, the Black Crowes, I know, here at LC at one point a couple years back. Mm-hmm. And that might have been the last time.
I think we played a club here since then once, not long after that. We've only played in Columbus twice.
So, and tonight?
I usually don't remember that, but I remember we have...
Third time's a charm, though, right? It's going to be even better.
Famed Ohio State is here. Yes. So I would remember that. You know, we've only been here twice.
The Buckeyes. Right. It's JJ Gray and Mofro. Thrilled to have you here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And he's going to take us out with one. Is this off the new one? Or
yeah, this is a new one. Off the new one. It's called This River. It's the title track.
All right. Thanks again, JJ.
Thank you. I've been drinking away to keep the wolves of my mind at bay. But if you run, you die. I'm just too tired to care. There's only this river. Safety. Only this
this river. Holy, this river.